From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Welcome to the program. I'm Diane Erickson, your host. Viennese operetta is often featured in Melody Time, but when people talk about the golden years of Viennese operetta, they usually have just three composers in mind: Suppé, Strauss, and Mölnlycke. All three began their career in music at an early age, and Mölnlycke, being by far the youngest, was the last to get started. At 16, he joined the orchestra of the Josef Stetter Theater as a flautist and immediately attracted the attention of the Kapellmeister, none other than Franz von Suppé. Suppé gave the new, young talent his guidance and support, and before long Mölnlycke took over the role of Kapellmeister. One of his duties involved composing incidental music. Scores were needed for all kinds of plays, from the serious to the farcical. But Mölnlycke's own ambition was to compose a major operetta. Finally, in 1878, this dream came true with the premiere performance of Das verwunschene Schloss, The Enchanted Castle. Here's a delightful selection of melodies from that successful first operetta.
Thank you.
potpourri of melodies from Karl Mörlicher's operetta The Enchanted Castle. The Orchestra of Southwest German Radio was conducted by Emmerich Smoller. In the story of The Enchanted Castle, a count starts rumors of ghostly sightings around his home. This is all just a ruse, though, to keep prying eyes from his nighttime partying. When a lad from the village decides to investigate, he blows the whistle on the nocturnal merrymaking. An innocent enough little plot, compared with Giuseppe Verdi's Il Trovatore, The Troubadour in English. Here again, wealthy young men are caught up in a web of deception. But this time, it's a no-holds-barred battle to the death, contorted by love, jealousy, revenge, and guilt. The destructive emotions are symbolized by a flaming funeral pyre and powerfully illustrated by the dramatic score. Two men fight for the love of a beautiful woman, and one of them, Manrico, is condemned by the other to die at the stake. Too late, the revengeful count realizes that his rival was his own brother. Giuseppe Verdi's opera The Troubadour, the famous melody Lodern zum Himmel, which roughly translates as flames blazing up to the sky. Tenors Franco Corelli and Angelo Mercuriali were accompanied by the choir and orchestra of the Rome Opera. The conductor was Thomas Schipper. The Troubadour was actually based on a very weak libretto, but it has become one of the most frequently performed operas in the world. The secret of its success lies squarely in its wonderful melodies. Our next piece of music is by the versatile French composer Emmanuel Chabrier. Chabrier's musical palette ranged from the light-hearted operetta to heavy-duty Wagnerian-style opera to imaginative works for orchestra, piano, and voice. In 1883, he had great success with his rhapsody entitled España, played for you now by the Philadelphia Orchestra. Thank you. Emmanuel Chabrier's Orchestral Rhapsody, España, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra under the baton of Ricardo Muti. A rhapsody is really no more and no less than a colorful and imaginative composition in one movement, often based on popular melodies. So you could say that when Johann Strauss Sr. strung together a number of waltz melodies based on popular songs of his homeland, what he was really composing was a rhapsody in 3/4 time. It's easy to imagine dancers and onlookers at a great Viennese ball happily humming along with the familiar tunes. Strauss was clever enough to take the melodies, bind them together into a great waltz bouquet, and christen them Donaulieder, Songs of the Danube. Thank you. of the Danube by Johann Strauss Sr., performed there by the Berlin Symphony Orchestra. The conductor was Robert Stolz. We all have melodies in our heads, which we can hum snatches of, but have long since forgotten, if we ever knew where they actually came from. Our next piece is one of these. I could let you try to remember who wrote it and what it's called, but that would be really mean, wouldn't it? I'll give you a clue. It's part of a collection of pieces described by the composer as adult reflections on one's early years. That was Did You Remember? Träumerei, Dreaming, by Robert Schumann from his collection of piano pieces called Scenes of Childhood, played by Frank Purcell and his orchestra in an arrangement by Purcell. Much of early music has a close connection to the church, but in fact, even in the times of very early music, there were composers most of whose work was worldly in nature. One of the most versatile early composers was Orlando di Lasso from the Netherlands. Orlando lived and worked in the 16th century and traveled extensively throughout Europe, usually in the service of one aristocrat or another. His numerous compositions were admired by both the church and the common folk, and for his time he was quite the musical celebrity. A well-loved musical device in Lasso's time was the echo effect. Here's a piece making ample use of the technique entitled, appropriately enough, The Echo. Bringing today's program to a close, a short but sweet demonstration of early pop music. The Berlin Brass Quintet and the Winds of Potsdam Tower performed The Echo by Orlando di Lasso. And there we must leave you. I'm Diane Erickson, saying goodbye for now, along with author Barbara Anders, editors Dieter Glawe and Rick Volker, producer Romy Singh, and studio engineer Ingrid Schober. Be sure to join us again next time. Melody Time comes to you from Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.